Radio Prague News.
The Czech Foreign Ministry has advised Czech nationals in Iraq to leave the country without delay. A special team established to fight tax evasion is ready for action, and military training may become compulsory once again. The Czech Foreign Ministry has advised Czech nationals in Iraq to leave the country without delay. The ministry said that in view of the escalating violence, it was no longer safe for them to remain, and it might be even more difficult to leave the country at a later date. The ministry has also issued a travel warning to tourists not to enter the country. A special team established to fight tax evasion should be up and running by June 15th, Interior Minister Milan Chovanec said on Friday. The team will be made up of close to 100 people from the ranks of the police, tax and customs authorities and the finance ministry. The tax evasion squad has been set up along the lines of Slovakia's Cobra tax inspection team, which uncovered tax fraud amounting to 94.2 million euros last year alone. The Czech Republic loses approximately 150 billion crowns a year through tax evasion. The Czech Defence Ministry is drafting a new national defence bill under which the state may be able to order military recruitment even in peacetime, the Daily Hospodářské noviny writes in its Friday edition. The Czech military now has roughly 20,000 professional soldiers, but in the event of a military threat, it might need tens of thousands of reinforcements. Compulsory military service was abolished in 2004, meaning that the last conscripts underwent military training 10 years ago, which the army says is too long for them to be sent straight into action. The government is scheduled to debate the bill in the autumn. The Czech ambassador to Riyadh, Jiří Slavík, was summoned to the Saudi Foreign Ministry on Sunday to hear a complaint about President Miloš Zeman's anti-Muslim statements, the Daily Lidové Noviny reported on Friday. According to the paper, the ambassador had a resolute complaint about a number of the president's statements, the most recent of which pertained to the attack on the Jewish Museum in Brussels. Speaking at an Israeli reception, President Zeman noted that Islamic ideology was behind such violent attacks. The Czech Foreign Ministry has expressed concern over what it described as heightened tension in Czech-Saudi relations. Foreign Minister Zaorálek said he had invited Arab ambassadors to the Czech Foreign Ministry next week and would discuss the matter with them. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka reacted to the news on Friday, saying that the president's statements should not be blown out of proportion and that he had no indication that Saudi Arabia was considering economic sanctions against the Czech Republic over the matter. The Communist Party is calling for a faster separation of churches from the state, the CTK news agency reports. The party is unhappy with the scope of the church restitution, which it considers excessive, and says that this could be one way of easing the burden on public finances. The restitution law envisages a gradual reduction of state support for churches, leading up to a complete separation in 17 years' time, when churches should become fully financially independent. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days should be clear to partly cloudy, with day temperatures reaching 23 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.